We're going to be joined live by Shay Dillon and doing some brand new blues from her brand new CD, Through the Fire. And when she was here with me the last time, somewhere about 3-4 months ago, she brought in a song by accident. And it wasn't going to be included on the CD, but because some of our listeners and me liked it, well, it turned up. So it is my great pleasure to start by playing Love and Hate by Shay Dillon from Through the Fire. And we'll be hearing Shay live in about 5 minutes.
Different.
again this summertime for the weather that we hope to have in this next few months. Again, Michael Kollwitz on his Chapman Stick. Preceding that, that was Shea Dillon and Love and Hate. That CD going to be available on my show next week during the membership drive. Anybody that has an interest in that, well, you'll get a chance to pick it up right then. And I'm joined by Shay. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
And by Paul, who will be playing some an accompaniment for her.
Thanks, Larry.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you guys came in. And one of the things I'd like to ask first is that a lot of your music was created by putting the voice out on the internet and locally as well, and allowing other people to hear it, and then just seeing what they might like to send in to go along with it.
Yeah, it was a situation where we had some of the early recordings posted on the internet for general viewing, part of the musician community on the internet. And we got responses back from some very well-known players saying that they had listened to the music and liked it a lot. So I told Shay, I said, we should email them back and see if they want to be on the record. And every one of them wrote back and said, love to. So we arranged this setup where what we do is we post what we call a pilot track, and that is sent to the artist. They take it to their local studio, and when they're done, they post their tracks back up on the internet again. With the Mac setup, they have a server that's part of the whole Mac system. A lot of the studios work off of that. There's other servers on there that will work with any format. And what happens is they take the track that we have posted on the internet, put it into their computer, they play along with it, then send us back their sound file, and then I put it into my computer and put it all together at the end of it.
Music created in the new millennium. And Shay,
it's pretty amazing.
When you put the voice out there, do you have background, or does your voice only go out there?
We do. We have, like Paul said, it's more of a demo type of situation that we had done. We had a few songs that were kind of to the point where they were good enough to put out and see what people thought, but we hadn't really finished them. And so when it's out there, if I post it out there, it's been in the form of it's a song. Don't have a lot of backups. Don't have a lot of polished stuff going on with it. But definitely a song at that point.
Right. it has what we send them is complete structure and tune with tempo, proper tempo, and all that.
Now, Paul has a guitar and headphones strapped on. Shay is smiling and ready to start singing. So how about some live music here on KVMR? What are you going to do?
Got it. We're going to do, I think we're going to start off, you want to start
maybe
off with
tomorrow.
Maybe Tomorrow. That's, what cut is that? That's number 12 on the album. Okay.
And this one actually features Brad Davis on the album playing guitars. So he's worked for Sheryl Crow and Willie Nelson and a whole slew of people. So I'll try and do my best.
All right. We're in good company here.
What's wrong with me? Will I ever be one who sees, one who's free? Cry out to the pouring rain, blurred lines, dirty water stains dripping down my window pane. I guess I'm not done crying. But it's not a lack of trying, 'cause sometimes I feel like I'm dying. off place, such a heart to lose the memory. It's not like I haven't tried to forget. It's not. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying. Someday the sun is gonna shine right through my window. Can't remember the preacher's name, but he said the more you lose, the more you gain. Well, I thanked him just the same, but I'll keep what I've got. Daddy said, play by the rules, go to school, pay your dues. Win the trappings of a fool, but I can't be what I'm not. Someday the sun is gonna shine.
Oh, thank you. That was very, very good.
Thank you. It's early.
For a musician, yeah.
It's early to sing.
Well, you were somewhere else there. I read on the bottom of this CD a dedication.
Yeah. To my dad. Yeah, definitely. He was, actually he was my stepdad, but he was my dad, and started me off in music when I was really little, and encouraged me from the very beginning to really pursue music. So I was hoping he would get to see this before he passed, something in the physical form with the music, because he was such a supportive person with it.
Well, I think maybe he heard that last one.
Yeah, maybe so.
That's what we're hoping. And I hear throughout this CD, I mentioned to you before, I checked off about 8 songs, which is pretty rare for me, songs that I would play on the radio in a heartbeat.
That's awesome.
And I hear hints of other types of music, though, and I believe you wrote most of these yourself.
Yeah, Paul and I wrote all of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we've been writing together for about 8 years. We have a catalog of roughly about 150 songs. And we've written some things for other people as well over the time. So, yeah, that's our pastime. That's our pleasure. When we go on vacation, we write songs.
So it's nice to live your passion.
It really is.
So one CD and 150 songs, I think that sounds like there's going to be more.
Oh, yeah. We're already working on the next CD. Definitely.
And you are going to be performing along with some pretty well-known people in the near future. Who are some of those?
Actually, we have a confirmed date in July. We're going to be sharing the bill with, in L.A., it's called Woodley Park in Encino, with Smokey Robinson, the Jacksons, Jamie Foxx, and it's a two-day festival put on or supported by HBO, and HBO is going to be doing some interviews and different things and telecasting it as well.
I think you guys are going to surprise some people there.
I hope so.
They're going to say, who's this?
That'll be fun.
That's what we're looking forward to, yeah.
Yeah, well, can we get something else?
Yeah.
That's how it happens. I think you don't just make a record and put it out there and a million people buy it. I don't think that's how it works.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. That's just the beginning of it. Then the real work comes in. a friend of mine, the saxophone player on the opening cut, George, wrote in the other day. He said, I'm glad to hear that the sweat is drying from making this record, but he said, you know, now the real work begins, and that is promoting it and selling it. And I think a lot of people get done and they're so excited about having a CD that they forget that that's sort of like giving birth to the child. Now you have to raise it.
Yeah. Now the work starts. Well, yeah. How about another song?
You got
sure.
it.
Sure.
We'll do, this is called Wide Awake. Nice blues number.
Nice morning show number.
Yeah.
Belting it out here on Saturday morning. Very nice. Yeah, that was very, very good. So, tonight you guys have an event.
Not actually, tonight. We changed it. We didn't inform you of that. We changed it. It's actually next week, and it's Sunday, the 20th.
Oh, I see. I'm actually reading the poster now.
Right. It's Sunday the 20th, and we were going to have a house party and decided... our venue might be a little loud for the, or our event might be a little loud for the house party. So we decided to host the CD release party at Dos Bandidos. And they're opening up the downstairs for us and so
clearing out the tables.
Clearing out the tables and making room. So
next Sunday evening, May 20th.
Yep. Yeah, it's a rather early evening thing. We're starting at 6. We have a friend of ours, Chris Early, who's going to be opening up the show for us, and we're going to come out and do our show set. Then we're going to take a little break, and it's, if everybody's still hanging out, we'll be having a free-for-all jam, I would imagine.
And maybe they'll be taking home some CDs with them.
Hopefully, yeah.
What sort of instrumentation then? An acoustic concert?
No, it's a full band. We actually, because of the upcoming dates, had to swing together a band that could play the album. So we pulled in my old friend Tim Riley, who's been playing guitar with us for years. He works at Lake of the Pines Music, and he brought in Michael Paul, who owns Lake of the Pines. He's playing bass for us. Then I was doing a session in the studio and met a great player who was working for somebody else at the time, and I dragged them into it, and his name is Kelly Stevens, and he's on keyboards and guitar also.
So sounds like a nice mix.
Yeah.
It's coming along really well. Yeah. We have a really good lineup of people. We're very happy with the band at this point.
So the birth of a new CD, that's got to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're working on it. We can't wait. Yeah.
All right. Well, Paul, Shay, thanks very much for coming in. Thanks for doing some live music on KVMR.
The
phone was ringing throughout that whole thing, but I can't really take
can't
calls.
Can't do both at once.
No, so I apologize to the listeners, but look what you
they
got.
They can call back now.
They can. So thanks for coming in.
A little pump here. If anybody's interested, you can go to shaydillon.com. That's shaydillon.com. And find out all the information, and you can get the CD, listen to it, find out upcoming events, all that sort of thing.
Okay, and just recently, Shay won an award out there in the internet world.
Yeah.
And once we finish talking here, I'm going to play the song that won you that award, but I wonder if you could just tell the listeners a couple things about it.
Sure. It's, brain get working. It was the International Music Aid Awards, and it's an organization that goes in and helps... in all kinds of different avenues. Yeah,
they,
you can help me
for
out
education
here.
On children with children. They give relief to areas that have been damaged by natural disasters. It's quite a big organization. Like Elton John is one of the board members, and it's an international organization of musicians who help out the world, essentially. And they do every year a competition to help out unsigned musicians. And it's a huge competition, thousands and thousands of entries from all over the world. And Shay first got the national
U.S.
award. Mm-hmm. And we were notified of that, and we've dropped dead. And then she ended up winning the international Female Solo Artist Award. So they sent us a nice plaque and all that stuff. And
I got a little gold record.
Yeah, and obviously there's more to it than that. I mean, they put us on a compilation CD that goes to many A&R major reps and that sort of thing. And it's just distributed. Right now we're on three different compilation CDs, so there's like 10,000 copies of this song floating around. So it's been pretty exciting.
And you wrote it as well.
Correct. We did.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in, folks. If you want to hear why this song might have won Shay such an award as being the Female Solo Vocalist of the Year, well, listen.
Here she comes again, like a long-lost friend. Stand there with open arms. She leads you along with her same sad song, and you intently listen. Holding on. When you're gonna let her go? something that's not mine.